Seriously, is it just me or is AI popping up everywhere these days? Every time I refresh my feed, bam, another headline. But this one from WebPro News today really caught my eye. Snapchat unveils game-changing AI video tool for creators. Like, okay, we talk about AI a lot, but this feels different, you know?
Definitely eye-catching.
Like, we all know video is king these days, like, right? What? Especially short-form stuff. But what happens when AI gets its hands on the whole creation process? And I bet some of you are thinking, hold on, haven't we seen AI video tools before? What makes Snapchat's big announcement so different?
Right, right.
Well, that's what we're diving into today. Get ready, because the details, they're kind of mind-blowing. In a nutshell, what Snapchat's about to give creators is huge. We're talking being able to make a video just by, get this, feeding the app a text prompt.
Yep. No cameras, no fancy software, none of that. Just pure creativity, all powered by AI.
Wild.
And get this, down the line, they're even talking about adding image prompts, too.
Yeah.
So you could, like, give it a mood board or a rough sketch, and boom, instant video. Now, this is a big deal for a couple of reasons. First off, this puts Snapchat way ahead of the pack. We're talking TikTok, Instagram, they're still trying to catch up here. Even Meta, with all their resources, they haven't gotten their version out the door.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet.
Right. So Snapchat's making a real statement here, establishing themselves as the go-to for AI video creation.
Absolutely. And what I think is particularly savvy is their focus on creators with this. Smart move. By zeroing in on a niche market like that, they're setting themselves up for massive growth, massive engagement. Think about it. Millions of creators flocking to Snapchat because it's got the easiest, most advanced AI video tools that could shake up the entire social media landscape.
It's like they've tapped into something, especially with how much everyone's obsessed with video content these days.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just being first. They're taking a different approach with the tech itself, too. The article mentions Snapchat's using its own custom video models. They're not relying on some third-party stuff like some of their competitors are.
So, like, break that down for me. What's the advantage of having their own in-house AI, so to speak?
It gives them control, flexibility. It wouldn't be possible otherwise. Think of it like this. Owning their tech stack. It's like having a secret recipe. Mm. They can tweak the AI, tailor it exactly how they want, and even roll out features, customizations that other platforms can only dream of.
And it gets even cooler when you think about what this means for creators, like on the ground.
Oh, for sure.
Imagine. No more slogging through complicated editing software. No more stressing about getting the right camera gear, all that.
Yeah.
You just type out what you want, maybe fine-tune a couple things, and bam, high-quality video ready to share. It's like having a whole studio, Hollywood-level stuff, in your pocket.
Exactly. And that's what I think is so powerful about this. It has the potential to completely open up video creation. Like, anyone with a phone and internet, they're good to go.
Wow.
We could see a whole wave of new creators, people who just didn't have the means or the technical know-how before, suddenly able to bring their ideas to life.
It's like, what was it, the Wild West of early YouTube or Instagram when it first blew up. Everyone could be a creator. This feels like that. But for video, you know, the next step.
Huge.
But okay, real talk, any new tech, especially something as powerful as AI, there's always a flip side. The article brought up transparency, which I think is so key here.
Definitely.
Snapchat's saying they'll use watermarks on the AI-generated stuff and let people know when AI's been used.
Good start.
But is it enough? How do we ensure these videos are made ethically? And what about the potential for misuse, like deepfakes, misinformation, all that?
Those are big questions. And it's good they're at least on Snapchat's radar. I mean, watermarking is something, a step, but it can't be the only one. Platforms like Snapchat, they're going to have to be super vigilant, monitoring how this tech's used, putting up some serious guardrails against misuse.
It's a tightrope walk for sure. You want to encourage the creativity, but also make sure it's not, you know, going off the rails.
100%. And we haven't even touched on the other elephant in the room, competition. Snapchat might be ahead now, but they're not the only ones eyeing this up.
Right. The article mentioned Adobe's in the mix, OpenAI too, even some smaller startups like Runway. Everyone's building their own AI video thing now. It's getting crowded fast.
It's going to be a showdown, that's for sure. Wild West out there. Everyone wants to be top dog.
So what do you think? Who survives this AI video gold rush? Is it just about having the best tech, or is there more to it?
Tech is a given, for sure. But I'd argue the user experience is going to be just as important. Whichever platform nails that makes it a truly easy and fun for anyone to create great video, that's who I'd put my money on.
It's like that saying, the best camera is the one you have with you.
Exactly.
So in this case, the best AI video tool will be the easiest, the most fun.
100%. And don't underestimate the power of community either. The platforms that build that, where creators feel supported, where they've got resources, where they can connect and work together, they'll have a massive edge.
It's like creating that whole world, right? An ecosystem where creators can thrive and do their best work.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Totally. And it brings up another thought. We're focused on the creator side, which makes sense. But what about the viewers? How will all this affect how we experience video?
Oh, good point. How do you think our relationship with video will change as AI becomes the norm?
It's tough to say for sure, but I think we'll see a move towards stuff that's way more personalized, more interactive. Imagine you're watching a video and the story changes based on what you choose, what you like. Or you can switch camera angles live, experience it from different views.
Oh, that's next level.
And then there's how AI could curate stuff for you, recommend videos perfectly matched to your taste, even create totally new kinds of videos, formats we haven't even dreamt up yet.
It's exciting and kind of scary at the same time, all these possibilities.
Absolutely. This is just the tip of the iceberg with AI video, and I, for one, can't wait to see where it goes.
Feels like we're standing on the edge of, like, a whole new world of digital storytelling.
You know, it's moving so fast.
And it makes you wonder, what does it even mean to be a creator when AI can whip up a video from a text?
Right.
The article touched on this a bit. The whole idea that these AI tools are supposed to help us be more creative, not replace us altogether.
Mm.
What do you think about that?
That's the million-dollar question, right? I think it's natural to be a little, uneasy about the unknown. Change is weird, especially when it's about something as personal as creativity.
For sure.
But what if instead of this whole AI as a threat thing, we thought of it more as a partner, something to boost our own creativity, help us try things we couldn't before?
So not like a robot replacement, but more like a digital paintbrush or something.
Exactly. AI can handle all the technical stuff, the boring bits. That frees us up to focus on what really matters. The story, the emotions, the connection with the audience.
Like having a whole team of, virtual assistants working behind the scenes to bring your vision to life.
Exactly.
That's kind of awesome. But now I'm curious, what do you guys think? We've been geeking out over here, but we want to hear from you, our listeners. As AI gets more and more woven into creativity, how do you think it'll change how we experience content, videos especially? Like, if you know a video is made with AI, does that change how you see it? Hit us up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. This whole deep dive into Snapchat's AI gamble, it's been pretty wild. Seems like the world of content creation is about to change in a big, big way.
No doubt. And as we all dive headfirst into this new world, the most important thing is to stay curious, keep asking the tough questions, and make sure we're using AI responsibly. This isn't just about the tech, it's about shaping the future of how we create and connect.